All right, family. All right, family. Welcome to the show. Very special day, Big Rob.
Yes, sir.
Day before inauguration.
Yes, sir.
Trump got less than 24 hours. And just made the big announcement that Dr. Dale became another boss. He already a boss, but he just bossing up.
All over the place.
How you doing, sir?
One of many.
One of many. So, man, now you all over the place, man. You everywhere. I got to give you your props. If you were a boxer, you'd be Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd, up and down, middleweight to what is Floyd end up at?
Right. I don't know. But he's undefeated, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
And he's in the winner. And he's in the winner's circle, and you're in the winner's circle. Not just because of the promotion, because you care about people. Being appointed chair of, I'm gonna make sure we get this right, Trinity Health of Michigan. What do that mean for us?
Well, it means that someone from Muskegon is leading a statewide healthcare organization, which is actually part of a national and international healthcare organization. Muskegon Mercy, as well as St. Joseph Mercy and Grand Rapids and Livingston County, St. Joseph, Ann Arbor, also multiple counties around Detroit, Olson County as well. This board leads all of the Trinity systems in Michigan. So that means something that I think brings credit and respect to the Muskegon community, and it also gives me a chance to exercise some work that I've been doing for probably 35 years. Was my first dabbling in healthcare, so it's good stuff.
So you got some experience in the healthcare field.
Going back a long way, but recently was Oakland University. I directed a Master of Public Administration program that included a healthcare concentration. When I worked for the City of Boston, Massachusetts Central Administration, I was responsible for infrastructure, and we were in the process of planning the new Boston City Hospital, like the new hospital back in 1986, 87, 88 was when we were going through that process. So it's been a long time, and I think especially for communities like Muskegon, we need to have representation on a state or a national stage. It gives me also the opportunity to serve on a national board, which is part of the Trinity Health System, the chairs and vice chairs of the various boards around the country. Also serve on a larger committee that supports the Trinity National System.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yes. I know here in Muskegon, there's been concerns about only having one hospital and concerns about not a lot of black doctors. Do you think we can see changes under your leadership? Because I know you all about diversity. I've seen how you changed Muskegon Community College.
Well, one of the things that we've been working on at Trinity, I've been a part of Trinity board for the last 5 years, but Trinity has been moving forward in terms of diversity of their administrative staff and their healthcare staff as well, medical staff. So that absolutely, we are attempting to attract people of color to our various hospitals around the state and nation. And if we can do that, it's always a good thing. It's a major initiative of the system as a whole. I'll leave it there. There's more to come.
Oh wow! How big is this board? Is it a pretty big board?
Well, I'm going to say there are 16, 17 members. They're from all around the state, everywhere from Petoskey. I'm sorry, the Lena Law Peninsula to Muskegon to Grand Rapids to multiple from around Detroit. So Ann Arbor, Oakland County, Detroit proper, a couple from Detroit proper. So it's a good board. It's a good representative board of the demographics of the state of Michigan.
Hmm. Wow, that's major.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if you involved with the vaccine rollout. If you know anything about the vaccine rollout, if you do, are you happy about how the hospitals are doing it?
Well, yeah, I'll say I'll be a lot happier after tomorrow. No, there have been some, I'll say, restrictions in our ability to access what we needed to access. That's improved dramatically over the last few weeks. So, you know, we will have more vaccine coming to the entire state. It's good to see the direction in which we're going, and the number of vaccines that will be available and are becoming available now is a good thing.
Wow. Now, you're also president of the Community College Associations or something like that?
I am chair of the Community College Association Board of Directors and chair of the President's Committee. President's Committee chairmanship, that's a two-year cycle, and the Board of Directors itself is a one-year appointment. I'm in the middle of that right now. So yeah, I have goals in a few things, but it's all important for our students and for the community. And we've had one president of Muskegon Community College in the history of the college who chaired the MCCA, as we call it, in the past, and that was the legendary Dr. Frank Marzak. And so Frank held that role. But since then, or before, we, to my knowledge and to the MCCA's knowledge, we did not have anyone with that responsibility. So to the extent that we can guide the way that the association is moving forward, that's important, critically important for us now, because our president is Mike Hansen, is retiring at the end of this year. So Mike is he's been a very effective leader for the MCCA, but he's retiring now, and we're sort of arm wrestling over who moves next. We have a search firm selected. We're having conversations about how we're going to drill down to which candidate's going to be the best candidate. But in the next 6 to 8 months, we'll have someone there. So this is a key time, and I'm gratified to be in a position where I can play a role.
Go ahead, Rob. You got any questions? Definitely chime in, brother.
Oh no, Doc. You know, I ain't on his level. I thought two bosses was talking.
Nah, well, I ain't on that. I'm not on his level, bro. He's at 1% right now.
I ain't on Doc's level. I'm waiting for him to pick up his what's that, saxophone or trombone behind you?
Right. That would be my trombone.
Yeah,
bass trombone behind me there. I got to keep it close.
So Doc, do you any major changes in Muskegon? I think this COVID-19 has exposed the lack of beds that could happen when we have a major pandemic.
Sure.
Do you expect to see maybe a small hospital reopening somewhere in Muskegon County?
Well, as population grows, one could never say never. Our population is growing to a certain extent. Muskegon Auto is growing pretty dramatically. Kent's growing some. So to the extent we have more residents here, it's more important. But I mean, we are in 2021 too. So having technology available like this to be able to work with a healthcare provider, that's helping cause people not to have to go out in the middle of a pandemic and have a conversation with another person if they're blessed enough to have technology. So it's important to keep in mind that we may need more beds down the road. Right now, the way the numbers are running, it looks like we're about where we need to be in terms of actual numbers. But again, to your point earlier, we're attempting to attract more docs to the area, more docs of color to the area, which I should mention. One of the reasons that it's important to me to serve in this position is that people from, say, smaller communities like Muskegon usually don't get that opportunity.
Or no.
People usually don't get that opportunity. And wow. given being raised in this community and having my parents had some of the experiences that they had, I always said, if I'm ever in a position where I can do something to make their experience better, or my experience better in the healthcare domain, I'll do it. never dreamed that I'd be in this position at some point, but now I'm in the position. So, you know,
right.
I'm sure that we keep things in mind. But you guys appreciate this. So being a, I'm looking for my Michigan State addy, right? So one of the members of the board, you might know the name Wayman Brett.
Sounds okay. Familiar. Yeah.
Okay. Wayman Brett, he's an outstanding basketball player for the University of Michigan. And so he joined our state, Trinity State Board a little while ago. I almost cried because when I was at State back in the day, he made me cry a few times because they wore us out a few times, but we got him.
Yeah, so he's on the board with you.
He's on the board with me. Yes, he is. He's the Kent County Administrator. So
that's why I don't know that. Yeah, the brother. It's a brother.
Yes, indeed.
I knew that name from somewhere. That's good, man. Rob, can you take this online comment? Big Rob, please take the online comment.
Yes, sir. The person wants to know, I hope you can implement diversity training to the employees at Mercy Health. This is a very biased hospital. Very biased.
Yeah. To respond to that, we have a system in place now that's working its way through all levels of the organization. And historically, bias has been in healthcare systems. I'll say that. And my family experienced bias over the years. And now that I'm in this position, I'll make sure it'll be my commitment to the extent that I can make this happen, expand what we're doing.
That's good. That's good, Doc. Man, how do Connie keep you under control, man? How does she keep you under
control? I duck when I have to.
Wow, man, that's a lot of titles. Like, how do you manage all that? Because I know you still hand in hand with the college, which is I'm pretty sure that's going to be University of Muskegon pretty soon, Rob.
If it's left up to Doc and it can be done, he gonna do it.
Right.
But yeah, it's like if you know or follow college presidents, usually they serve on a number of boards. So, I mean, for me, it's important for me to serve where I can make the most difference.
Exactly. And
to have, say, the Community College Association board, that's critical because we need to uplift our education in this area. And with respect to healthcare, the young lady who posted in terms of bias in healthcare systems, there's no doubt that exists. And we as leaders in healthcare need to be able to do something about this. One of the things that we educate any number of allied health students at Muskegon Community College, as is the case across the state and across the country. So we do our best to make sure that students are trained and educated well. And we're creating a position at MCC, by the way, of Chief Diversity Officer that will be both inward facing and externally facing. We've done work on campus, but now seems to be the right time to do that and not only help our students, but help the broader community as they need training in a diversity setting. Dr. Pam Smith is leading our development process.
Oh, wow. That's good. Well, I just hope we can get some more black doctors. My doctor was Dr. Brian Bernardo, who left Mercy last year.
Okay.
And he told me that, and doing my research, that there's very few black doctors within the system in Muskegon. I don't know how it is in Grand Rapids. So, and I know it's hard to recruit black doctors to a small community like Muskegon. I know that. I can imagine how stressful that can be. But somehow or another, if anybody can pull it off, you can make it happen.
Well, I look at it this way. You guys are here. I'm here. I've had a lot of people share with me the difficulties of making your way through a community in a place like Muskegon, which is not that much different than any place else. But it's up to us to make sure that we make people feel comfortable. If there are people of color moving through the community, I take it upon myself to try to mentor them and help them understand how to navigate the community. And to the extent that we can do that, then we'll have a more broadly diverse community. So, I mean, we have to address the issue, just not deny that it exists, because I think we learned very recently that it does exist in ways that I would have hoped would have been gone or mitigated by now, but it's not. So we have to do the work. We have to make sure that the issue is addressed in a serious manner.
All right. Well, one last comment before we go. Vicki Newton is sending the SOS. She said she drive our family to Grand Rapids along with other people from Muskegon, so for emergency only. So please help us. So that's a lot of pressure on you, Doc, because you're talking about a system that is in control.
I want to hear that kind of comment, because if people are doing that, I can share that with the system itself. Now, again, right. I'm statewide chair of the board. There's a separate Muskegon board. They report to us. But if I hear this kind of information, then I can share that with them, and we can make sure that it's clear in no uncertain terms that we have people who are avoiding us because of issues like that.
Right. And right. I have heard it throughout the years. I can tell you, if there was comparison between Hackley and Mercy, it was that Mercy was always looked at as the hospital that practiced more discrimination, treated people differently. Based on their color.
I've heard that too, and it's
not only that.
Workers too, employees.
Yeah, it's employees too. That's why you have a lot of nurses, African American nurses, leaving Trinity Health. I know that to be a fact.
So you know, so that anybody ain't, can help it out. Maybe you can make it
right. Maybe you can help.
Work your magic. Out. All right. Well,
yeah, hunt me down or help them hunt me down. And I'm not the person that's going to make the change, but I'm a person who can keep an eye on what's happening so that I can make sure that whatever change we're told as a board needs to take place is taking place. So
holding people accountable. If anybody can hold anybody accountable, I know one thing. Dr. Dale will hold some people accountable. Hey, Connie. I know Connie not on the board, but she'll do it too.
Well, she'll be right behind in them, making them right do it.
Man. The heck of a 1-2 combination.
She's on the call right now, so I know that I'm safe right now.
You're good. All right, Doc. Thank you so much, man. I love you, brother. Keep up the work.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, Doc.
See you. Bye.